Service Limousine.
Hi, is Abby there?
Speaking.
Hi, Abby. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, Olivia, yes.
Good, good. I know you were looking into getting that that Lincoln Continental, and so I just wanted to see if you've done any financing for that yet, or if you're still interested in maybe our equipment financing.
No, I haven't. I actually haven't done anything. I also possibly have another SUV.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, give me just a second.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Again, as I said, you know, I have a lot of inquiries, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean, because I buy cars, I buy properties. We have a lot of things right now.
Mm-hmm.
We just changed banks to Chase. So I don't
mm-hmm.
need, you know, unnecessary inquiries, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
I mean, we do run
unless I know what's the interest rate, and it's not like, okay, we'll see, we'll check it out, and then
I mean,
the paperwork has all kind of clauses that I have to read, you know, and all this stuff, because the people I work with, it's very easy.
Yeah, you said you work with a Titus Leasing.
Yeah, exactly, so I don't have to read it and see if somebody's trying to get me somewhere, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, so we're also really straightforward with what we send you. I mean, we go through it with you, let you know exactly what the deal is, exactly, you know, how the term, the interest, everything like that. And like I said, we do have a match or beat policy, and our rates start in the single digits. So, I mean, I'm confident we can get you something better than Titus Leasing. I just would like to kind of move forward with you. And we only run the soft credit check, so we're not checking all three bureaus. If you get dinged at all, it might be maybe 1 point, maybe two max, but nothing
further
than that.
Who are you using?
We use Experian.
Yeah, they're the worst, actually. Hey, are you using it for, what are you running it for, the corporation or for commercial or for individual?
It would be run your personal credit, but the loan goes on your business credit.
Hmm? The loan goes on the business credit. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because some actually runs actually Experian commercial as opposed to Experian individual.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know?
Ours is let me ask really quick. Can I put you on hold for 1 second?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. 1 second. Yeah, so it is through the Experian individual.
Okay. All right, you know what? So what do you want me to do? To fill out those paperwork you sent over? Because I still kept your email.
Yeah, so all it is that one-page application, their most recent 6 months bank statements, tax return, and the equipment quote, so for the SUV and the Lincoln, and then I can let you know in about 24 hours what we can do for you. And then if you do have an offer from Titus, if you know exactly what their rate is going to be, then we can make sure that we can beat that for you. So
are you a bank? Cardiff is a bank, or what entity is that?
Yeah, so we're Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank. We only work with business owners, so we don't do any consumer lending.
And what type of, I guess you don't have any branches, right?
No, we just have the one branch here, but we work with customers all over the U.S. We have people on the East Coast, West Coast.
Out of where are you operating? Out of where?
We're in San Diego, so we're actually really close to you.
Okay. All right. So what other things do you do besides a vehicle leases?
Yeah, we do equipment financing, and that's, for equipment. So really any type of equipment you might need for your company. And we also do working capital loans. And we also, so in working capital, that's basically a program. All it's right. Like a newer lending program, and we base it off of, it's kind of like a line of credit, but it's a little bit different because we base it off of your sales so we can get you more money. And basically, it's about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales is unsecured cash.
Okay. So I will send you tax returns anyway for the corporation. Mm-hmm. So if you decide you want to do something about the line of credit also, you can take a look, and then we can go from there.
Yeah, we also have business credit cards through Visa. I'm not too hands-on with that process, but I can definitely point you in the right direction if you need that.
Okay. All right. Very well.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then, just send me the quotes for both things, and we can kind of go from there. When would be the best time to follow up with you?
Well, wait for my paperwork, and then you can do that.
Okay, when do you think that you'll be able to get all that paperwork in?
I'm hoping maybe by tomorrow.
Okay, maybe by tomorrow. Perfect. And then how soon, just out of curiosity, have you bought them yet? How soon do you want to buy the vehicles? Yeah.
Well, the vehicle is already, they already provided me with a VIN number.
Okay.
But right now, I think they're on trucks. They're starting to deliver soon from Detroit. It's probably going to take another week or two, they told me, because they're only coming out of production. So a VIN number was assigned already, because those are brand new vehicles, and those are not being sold to the public yet.
Oh, wow. And this is for the Lincoln or for the SUV?
No, that's for the Lincoln Continental.
For the Lincoln Continental. And then what about for the SUV?
For the SUV, we'll see. I'll let you know as well.
Okay, so have you even looked into, the cost of that yet or anything?
Yes.
Oh, you have? Okay,
yes,
so do
actually,
you have a...
Actually, I can tell you what it is.
Okay.
Basically, Chase, I think they went through Chase to do that. They didn't go to Tice because the rate was better type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
With Chase, I think it was really low. It was because I took an additional warranty or something when they do that. I mean, they lowered the rate.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, it was $299, but if you take the warranty, it lowered it to really 2%, I think, which was really nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. So, but then Chase actually came in and said after everything was already approved and the vehicle was taken, they already had possession of the vehicle. It's like, oh, we didn't know it's a limo company. We do commercial, but we do individuals, but commercial. So anyway,
Maybe
I'll have to redo it, but we'll see.
Okay. So you bought it at a 2% rate, but then Chase came back and said
no. It's already in my possession.
Okay, but then Chase came back and said no, we don't do that because we only do it with commercial, not business.
No, they do individual, and I don't know what the dealership did because I bought it from the dealership, and the dealership put the paperwork in a certain way, and they said, oh, we only do individual. Commercials, whatever, something like that. But we'll see. But right now, I mean, it's the ball is in their hand. I mean, that's their problem. They already have possession, and the deal was approved by the court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, let me know what happens with that if anything does change, and we can definitely help you out there. But for sure, with the Lincoln. And then if you get a deal from Titus, just let us know. And like I said, we'll do better.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye.